Welcome to the NTDC Write Time My Story podcast. The NTDC My Story podcast amplifies the voices of those closest to adoption and foster care and invites them to share both the profound and practical elements of their journey thus far. In this episode, former foster youth Jessica DeLarwell shares her thoughts on family dynamics. So stop what you're doing right now and listen to Jessica's My Story moment.
I was approximately 15 and a half years old when I entered foster care. I lived with two non-relative foster families until I aged out of care. I transitioned to adulthood independently and was responsible for my own financial, social, and emotional support.
There's one thing we know for sure. No two families are exactly the same. This reality can be particularly challenging for youth and children in foster care.
Difficulty in adjusting to new schedules, different parenting routines, and having access to some of the people that I had found support when I was in high school and middle school.
We asked Jessica to share with us some of the things that her foster parents did to help her and her sister feel welcome and secure in their new home.
My foster parents had helped me by providing different opportunities and outlets for me to express my thoughts and feelings when I was in care and how I felt about transitioning into their home. For instance, my foster parents had helped me create music and at times had allowed us to record them and engage in paintings and various ways to be able to express the way we were thinking and feeling. I really found it helpful. I also enjoyed more writing activities, so I did a lot more journaling and reflecting in those ways. My sister really enjoyed spending time with other people and getting together in a community setting to do painting. My sister and I, we differed. So the things that I needed for support were different than what my sister had wanted.
Jessica has some really important advice for all of those foster families that are welcoming youth and children into their home. Listen up.
Things that foster parents can do to help support children and youth who are just moving into their home feel more comfortable are to encourage children and youth to write letters, maybe not even send them, to be able to express themselves in various ways, whether it's in painting, music, creation, dance, theater. It's most important for foster parents to provide support and recognize each child's needs. It's really important for foster parents to realize the importance of culture and traditions. For instance, celebrating a holiday with my foster parents relatively soon after moving in, it was good that they asked us questions about, well, how did you celebrate? And for me and my sister to kind of talk about that experience and to pick and choose if there were certain things that maybe we wanted to do to feel most comfortable. Thinking about what kind of clothing we wore, the food that we're eating, the rules, access to peers and our friends, the people that have given support, making sure that you're checking in with the child. Are these things that they're used to, or is everything being shifted or changed? Because it's really important for children and youth to have some of the things that they enjoy, things that they can relate the most to and that they have prior exposure to.
This has been Jessica DeLarwell's story. Thank you for listening. The NTDC was funded by the Children's Bureau Administration on Children, Youth, and Families, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, under grant number 90CO1132. The contents of this podcast are solely the responsibility of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of the Children's Bureau.